The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found, and hid. In his joy, he goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a merchant seeking fine pearls, and having found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had, and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet, that was cast into the sea, and gathered some fish of every kind, which, when it was filled, they drew up on the beach. They sat down, and gathered the good into containers, but the bad they threw away. So will it be in the end of the world. The angels will come forth, and separate the wicked from among the righteous, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They answered him, Yes, Lord. And he said to them, Therefore, every scribe who has been made a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a householder, who brings out of his treasure new and old things. And it happened that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there. And coming into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished, and said, Where did this man get this wisdom, and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all of his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all of these things? And they were offended by him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and in his own house. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.